Amen. Oh, yeah, we're looking forward to that day that we get over there. Because we're all going to be happy over there. But I'm here to tell you, you know, if you're going to be happy over there, then you need to be happy over here. Because you have no happiness over here, then you may not make it over there to express that happiness. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Really appreciate the singing this morning. Really appreciate the enthusiasm, the praising of God this morning. Because that's what we have gathered here to do, to praise God this morning. So I'm just really blessed to stand before you today to deliver the Word of God to you. This morning we'll begin in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7. And I want to title my sermon, Here and Now. Here and Now. Because, you know, the past is gone. There's nothing we can do about it. The future is before us. But what we need to be concerned about is here and now. Here and now. That's the only thing that we can be concerned about. That's the only thing that we can do anything about. It's the here and the now. Over in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7, you find these words in your Bible. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he shall also reap. You know, the gospel right here is letting us know that there are many false teachers out there out to deceive you, out to give you a false gospel, out to lead you astray. Lead you down the way of men doctrine. The doctrines of men. Lead you away from the true teachings of the Word of God. The Bible tells us to do not be deceived by them. Stick with God's Word. Because God is not mocked. God is a faithful God. Whatever God says will happen. Will come to pass. And then we find there, you know, one of the treasures, everlasting truths of God. There are many of them, right? But here we find one. One that we can count on. One that we can base everything, all our life on. And it says that, whatsoever man soweth, that he shall reap. That he shall reap. Now I'm talking about the here and now. I'm talking about the here and now. Now the majority of us, situations that we are facing currently is because things that we did in the past. And things that we have, decisions that we have made, things that we have sold in the past. Those things have come to fruition now in our lives. In our lives. And if it hasn't come to true for you or your life, just keep living. Keep living. You know, keep living. Because the Bible tells us that wherever man soweth, that he shall reap. He shall also reap. That's what the Bible tells us. But see, you can't do nothing about those things you sowed in the past. They've already been planted. It's already over with, right? We're talking about here and now. We're talking about what you can do now at this present moment. You see, the Bible goes on to tell us that says that, for what that soweth, excuse me, for he that soweth to his flesh shall also reap, shall other flesh reap corruption. Now what is sowing to the flesh? What is sowing to the flesh? Sowing to the flesh is giving into your own desires. It's doing what you feel like doing. It's whatever your mind directs you to do, you go off and do. Now, the majority of those times that our minds direct us to do something, it's contrary to the Word of God. It's contrary to the Word of God. That is not natural for us. See, it's natural for us to do what we want to do when we want to do it. And the older you get, the more you think that I'm old enough and big enough and bad enough to do what I want to do. You see, and young people, as they begin to grow up, right, they get to a certain age, right, you know, maybe 13, 14, right, you know, 15, 16, 17 for folks, right, and maybe some as young as 12, right, they say, I'm old enough now. I can do what I want to do. Nobody can't be telling me what to do. See, so we all fall into that. We all fall into that from time to time. Just doing what we want to do. You know, doing what we feel like doing, right? You know, saying what we feel like saying. And see, if any of those things that we do, say, or think that's contrary to the Word of God, then we sow into the flesh. We are sowing to the flesh. You're sowing seeds to the flesh. Now, the Bible clearly states that when you do that, the end is going to be corruption. It clearly states that there is nothing good comes out of sowing to the flesh. Nothing good comes out of sowing to the flesh. It may feel good to you for a moment. For a moment. You know how it is. You know, someone getting on your nerves, right? Right? And you want to tell them, give them a piece of your mind, right? It may feel good for a moment, but the end is corruption. The end is not good for you. what we do sometimes, right, is that we go around and we murmur and complain about God's work, about God's people, about what God is doing. Right? Murmuring and complaining about God, that's sowing to the flesh. When we go out gossiping, that means spreading bad news about other folks. Not whether it's true or not, just spreading bad news to other folks. Telling people's business that don't need to be told. That's gossiping. That's sowing to the flesh. That's sowing to the flesh. When you're out amongst the people of God, right, and you're sowing discourse among the people of God, right, that's sowing to the flesh. You have to understand that. You know, the Bible clearly states that when you do that, the end is corruption. And the Bible says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. You know, you see over in Hosea, in chapter 8, verse 7, it says, they have sold the wind, they shall reap the whirlwind. It says, they have no stock, the bud yet shall yield no meal. There is nothing good that comes out of sowing to the flesh. The real value for us is sowing to the Spirit. It's sowing to the Spirit. The Bible tells us that when we sow to the Spirit, that we will reap everlasting life. Everlasting life. Everlasting life. You know, we talked about being over there, right? You know, in order to get over there, right, we need to start sowing to the Spirit. Start sowing to the Spirit. Over in Hosea chapter 10, verse number 12, it says, sow unto yourself in righteousness and reap in mercy. That's what it says. That's what it says. It says, break up the fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord till he comes and rain righteousness upon you. It's time, brothers and sisters. It's time for us to start sowing to the Spirit. Sowing to the Spirit. To sow righteousness unto yourself. That means that you're going to make up a mind. You're going to have a made up mind. You're no longer going to sow to the flesh, but we're going to sow to the Spirit. Why? Because that's what we want. We want to reap of the Spirit. You know, turning to God, sowing to God, towards God, right, is submitting yourself to learning His Word. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. All of us who are members of God's family, that's the first thing we did. We turned ourselves to learn of God's Word. We heard the Word of God. We learned the Word of God. And we were moved by the Word of God. But see, some of us along the way, we decided that pathway, learning the Word of God, is not profitable for us anymore. We decided that learning the Word of God, submitting ourselves to learning the Word of God, is not what I want to do anymore. We want to sow to the flesh. Yes. And that's evidence by how many submit themselves to the learning of God's Word. You know, yeah, you can learn at home by yourself. You can do that. Right? You can do that. But you know, the leadership here has decided to put on two classes each week. We have a third one on the first Sunday. We decided to come together as a group to learn God's Word. We decided to come together as a group, as a body of believers, to sow unto righteousness, to learn God's Word as a people. But some of us have decided it's something better for them. They have something better instead of coming together to learn God's Word. But we all need to come together and learn God's Word. Because without God's Word, how are you going to know what righteousness is? See, in order to share His Word with others, you need to learn His Word. You can't share what you don't know. You can't share what you don't know. You got to know God's Word in order to share God's Word. And some of us get all twisted up, right? Get all twisted up trying to share what we don't know, right? You know, just share what we heard, right? We don't really know it. We kind of heard it, right? And we're trying to share it. We get all twisted up. Because people out there know the Bible just as good as you do. You know, false teachers know the Bible just as good as you do, right? And when you don't know, you're trying to share, you get all twisted up. They hit you with some Bible and you say, oh no, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say about that anymore. All twisted up, right? Because you're not learning God's Word. You're not submitting yourself to learn God's Word. Most of all, see, if you're not learning God's Word, you're not submitting yourself to learn of the Word, right? Then how can you be obedient to the Word? How can you be obedient to the Word? You know? If you want to make it over there, right, you want to reap mercy like the Bible says, right, you need to be obedient to the Word. Can't be obedient to the Word when you don't know, when you're not submitting yourself to hear the Word, to learn the Word. Just don't happen. I don't know how it can happen. You know, I don't know how it can happen. You know, we need to submit ourselves to righteousness by showing, by towards our brothers and sisters, by showing love to one another. They're showing love to one another. Not what we think love is, but the way the Bible says love is. What the Bible says love is. Now, you know, if you haven't studied that, right, you haven't learned any God's Word, right, most of us will have that twisted. Most of us will think that love is by how we feel. Right? We think about how we feel. That's what love is, because that's what the world teaches us, right? That's what the world teaches us. But the Bible don't say nothing about feeling when it comes to love. The Bible clearly tells us that love is an action, something we do, something kindness. Doesn't say that you got to feel like you want to be kind to one. It says do kindness, right? You have to show kindness. That's what the Bible says. Nothing about how you feel. That's what the world teaches us, though, right? That's how we, you know, we go by our own self, right? How we feel, right? What we learn, right? It's all about feeling. I'm not feeling love today. I'm not feeling it today, right? You know, and that's how we do it, right? But the Bible tells us that love is something different, right? And we want to sow those seeds. We want to sow seeds of righteousness. We need to love the way the Bible tells us to love. But you see, you don't know that if you don't submit yourself to the teacher. You know, you don't know that. You can't learn that, right, unless you get into God's Word, right, and submit yourself to the teaching. You know, we need to be kind to one another. We need to be forbearing to one another. Oh, man. Oh, man. You know, sometimes, as soon as someone do wrong, right, as soon as someone say something wrong to you, right, we're ready to turn away from them, not say nothing else to them, no longer show love to them, right? You know, as soon as something happens, right, we're ready to run away from them, right? I ain't never speaking to them again, right? You know what they did to me? You know what they said to me? I ain't going to speak no to them. The Bible tells us to forbear one another. That means we got to put up with one another, you know? We got to put up with one another, right? You know, and I'm not just saying just take it, right? You know, you can go and talk to someone like the Bible tells us to, right? Go to that person alone. That's what the Bible says, right? You know, and when you do that, then the forbearing comes in. Then the forbearing comes in, right? Because that's what the Bible says. That's what love's all about. That's sowing righteousness unto yourself. That's what the Bible talks about. And you see, you know, then it's all about You know, letting the seeds that you sow be the best kind of seeds.
Amen.
The best kind of seeds. You know, we want to do what's best for the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. We want to give God our best. Right? We want to do what's best for the Lord. We don't want to just do good for the Lord, right? We want to give Him our best. Right? Whatever we do, right? We want to just give God everything we have. And you see, you know, we all want mercy. You know, we all want mercy. Because mercy is that you don't get what you deserve. And we all have fallen short of the glory of God and sin. And the wages of sin is death. And we don't want that. We just sung about being happy over there, right? That's what we want. We want to be happy over there. We want God's mercy. We want God to show us some mercy. We want God to show us some mercy so that we don't have to be punished for all the things we did in our past. We want mercy. That's what we want. That's what we want. But see, the Lord is a good Lord. God is good. God is so good. He is so good. He tells us over in Luke 6:36, He says, give and it should be given unto you. Give and it should be given unto you. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. Give and it should be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Running over. How many of us want that? How many of us want that? You know, everybody wants that, right? How do you get that? The Bible says that you need to sow into the Spirit. You need to sow into the Spirit. If you sow into the Spirit, right, you shall receive that. That's what the Bible tells us. You know, but if you go and you sow to the Spirit because you want this, right? Right? You know, you want this and you sow a little bit to the Spirit, right? And then it doesn't come, then what happens? Then what happens, right? It doesn't come by the time you want it to come. Right? We all have timetables, right? Amen. We all have timetables, right? You know, for us to be here at 9 o'clock this morning, right? We all have a timetable. Amen. Amen. We all have a certain time we need to get up. Right? A certain time we need to be eating. A certain time we need to be getting dressed. A certain time we need to get into the car, headed to church. We all have a timetable. And even though our timetable is different, we all have it. And we have a timetable of things that we expect. You know? On payday, we expect a check. Amen? Payday, we expect a check. Right? When Friday rolls around, we expect a check. That's our timetable, right? And when that Friday rolls around and we don't get what we want, right, we're upset. We're calling somebody. We're calling people on the phone, right? Where's my check? Right? We're upset about it, right? We work for that check. We put in our time. We want our check now. God don't work like that. God don't work like that. God says, you put in the work, you sow the seeds, and I'll bless you. That's His word, right? I'll bless you. He doesn't tell you when. He doesn't tell us when that's going to happen, right? But He says, hey, 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 I'm going to do it. It's going to come to you. Now, the Bible tells us that in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's what happens a lot of times. We just faint. We sow a little bit. We sow the righteousness a little bit, right? And we say, it ain't working. I've been praying. I've been giving. It ain't working. I'm still in the same situation. I'm still here. It ain't working. And so what do? We faint. We stop doing those things. We revert back to what we used to do, right? What feels comfortable to us, right? What feels natural to us, right? That's what we do. We go back. God warns about that. God warns about that. We need to stay on the battlefield. We need to keep submitting ourselves to God. We need to keep moving forward, planting seeds to, sowing seeds to the Spirit. Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 6. He tells us that he that soweth bountifully shall reap unto bountifully. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. God says that God would not be mocked. His words are true. His words will come to fruition. You know, over in Hosea 10 and 12 tells us that when we sow, that we'll reap mercy. Right? And Genesis, Galatians 6 and 7 tells us, when we sow, we shall reap everlasting life.
Yeah.
So it's time to break up the ground. Time to break up the ground. You know, no matter what you have already harvested, no matter how much God has already blessed you, because you're still living today, there's still some work that you can do. There's still some sowing that you can do. There's still some harvesting that you can do. But you got to break up that ground. You got to understand. You got to break up the ground. You know, some of us got to dig a little deeper. Not be satisfied with where we are. Not be satisfied with where God has brought us through. We're talking about digging deeper into the Word of God. We're talking about serving God more than what we're serving Him now. You know, it's time for each and every one of us to seek the Lord. To seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Leave behind the things that we think are right. Our thinking, our feelings. And do what thus says the Lord. Do what thus says the Lord. You know, it's time for us to continue to seek after the Lord with our whole heart. Our whole heart.
Yeah.
Stop falling into bad habits. Don't continue those bad habits. You know, reset your timetable so you can be here submitting yourself to the Word of God when we study God's Word.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says that the rain righteous will pour upon you. That's what the Bible says. You see, when you're studying God's Word and you submit yourself to God's Word and you're applying it to your life, you know, God's going to bless you. God's going to bless you. You know, in conclusion, I want to say, you know, this passage is about sowing and reaping. You know, it stresses the responsibility of the saints that we have to do something. Without doing disservice to the sovereign of God. Without doing this service to the sovereign of God. Because we know God is capable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God is capable, right? But God tells us that we can't sow to the flesh. That we have to sow to the Spirit. That's our responsibility. Those are our decisions that we make.
Uh-huh.
That's something that we have to do.
All right.
That's something that each and every one of us can do and shall do if we want to live eternally with God.
Yeah.
Then the Bible also tells us that this sowing and reaping, you know, is all about having everlasting life with God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, it's also about receiving things here on earth.
Yeah.
Amen? It's about being blessed on earth too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta be happy over here. Happy in the Lord.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
In the Lord. Here.
Yeah.
If we want to be happy over there. And then, finally, you know, this scripture tells us that whatever we sow, we shall reap. Whatever we sow, we shall reap. So, you know, we just need to take a look at each and every one of us need to take a look at what we are doing. How are we conducting our lives? How are we making our decisions? What's the basis of our morality? You know, what are we doing from day in to day out? Are we seeking the Lord? Are we seeking His Word? Are we praying to God? Right? Are we applying His Word to our lives? Right? Are we being a light out in the community wherever we are? Right? Can someone look at you and say, you're the light of Christ in your community? That's our responsibility. That's our responsibility. You know, first it all comes from hearing the Word. Hearing the Word. Because if you don't hear the Word, then nothing else comes beyond that. You have to hear the Word. And Romans 10:17 tells us that so faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word. And then it's impossible, without faith it's impossible to please God. You know, it's impossible to please God without faith. Hebrews 11 and 6 tells us that. Then it's all about repentance. You know, see, those steps apply to each and every one of us. No matter where you are, whether you're in the family or outside the family, it's all about hearing the word, believing it, and repenting. Hearing the word and believing it and repenting. You know, and if you think that you're beyond that, then you need to repent. Amen? You need to repent. Right? Because as long as you are living and breathing, we're not beyond that. God is not through with you. God is not through teaching you. So we shouldn't be through hearing the word and believing the word and repenting for when the word of God doesn't match our lives, we need to repent. We need to humble ourselves, leave our ego aside, right, and repent. Because it's not about us. It's about serving God. Amen? And if that's the truth, right, when we hear things, right, and they show us in God's word, right, they show us in God's word, you see it in God's word, you need to believe it and repent. That's for all of us. Even for me. Even me. You know? See, if you're not a family, you're not a member of God's family, right? You need to confess that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
And then you need to submit yourself to baptism for the remissions of your sin, right? Submit yourself to baptism for the remissions of your sin, right? And then you can start sowing righteousness. And then you can start sowing to the Spirit. Then you can reap eternal life. See, without being a member of His family, that's not available to you. It's just simply not available to you. You must be a member of His family in order to be happy over there. So each and every one of us, this message went out this morning, and I'm hoping that we all are touched by it. Because the message is for all of us. No matter where we are, we need to be submitting ourselves to learning God's word. Submitting ourselves to learning God's word. And if you say, oh, I do a good job learning at home by myself, then I want to challenge you to come out and share that. Share what you learn with others. Right? That's how you show love to one another, right? Sharing what you know with someone else. Now, you know when you find a good deal in a newspaper or you go to the store and you find a good deal, what do? Call someone up and share it. Quickly, right? Right? You probably double and sell. I'm right here in the store. You can't believe this, right? You're sharing the good news. So if you know something about God's word, I want to encourage you, come on out, share it with us. Come on out, share it with your brothers and sisters. But the knowledge of God's word is what we all need. It's what we all need. We need to hear it. We need to hear the word of God in order to believe it. And once we believe it, we need to repent. We need to be constantly looking at our lives against what thus says the Lord. Not looking at our lives against someone else. Not comparing ourselves against things that went on in the past. Not comparing ourselves against things that other religious organizations do.
Right.
We need to be comparing ourselves against this, the Word of God.
Yeah.
The Word of God. And we can't never lose sight of that.
Right. That's right.
So that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
So I want to ask each and every one of you to look at yourself against the Word of God. And now, here and now, is the time to fix that.
Yeah.
The time to fix that.
Yeah.
Here and now is the time to repent. If you're already a member of God's family, pray. Repent and pray. That's what the Bible tells us. Repent and pray. If you're not a member of God's family, you need to know that God came and He died on this earth for your sins. Each of us has sins to deal with. And if you want to be a part of God's family, you need to submit yourself to the Word of God. And at this time, submit yourself, give your life to Jesus Christ. Turn your life around. Say that you want what God wants to give you.
Yeah.
And come forth and submit yourself to baptism. And we'll baptize you today. We can baptize you here and now.
Yeah.
Now is the acceptable time
for
each and every one of us to look in our lives and get it fixed. Whatever is wrong in our lives, whatever is contrary to the Word of God, now is the time to fix that. As we stand, let's sing this like the song.